and read it. It said, and Hezekiah went up and into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. If you remember, we preached on this not very long ago, and concerning spreading it out before the Lord. And it said in verse 15 that Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, and he said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, and that thou art the God, even thou alone, and out of all the kingdoms and all the earth, and thou hast made heaven and earth. And that, listen what he said, Lord, and that bow down thine ear and hear, and that open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words, and that of, I'm not going to say that, which have sent him to reproach the living God, and that of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. Listen what the Bible says. Verse number 20, and that after he had finished praying, it said in Isaiah the son of Amos, and it said it sent and that to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against king of Assyria, I have heard. Tonight, is anybody glad that we serve a God that hears all of our prayers? Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you, God, and that for this scripture, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you bless my efforts, Lord, as it seems, Lord, as we've stumbled through these scriptures, Lord, tonight. But, Father, I know you've placed this in my heart, and Father, I want you to try to help me, Lord. I know you're able tonight. Would you help me, Father, to stand and speak the truths of the Bible? Father, would you help me? God, give me unction tonight. Father, would you bind back the forces of the devil? Father, would you take and remove any hindrance, Lord, God, that the devil may have placed, Lord, in this service tonight? And Father, I pray, Lord, would you help us to preach, Lord, what thus saith the Lord? And Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us, God, Lord, and that to be obedient. Father, for your word said obedient is better than sacrifice. And Father, I pray, Lord, tonight that I can sacrifice my obedience, Lord. I can give you, Lord, and that just a little bit of me tonight. Lord, I pray you could use this vessel. Father, I pray that you could fill me up tonight. God, that it may bless somebody's heart, and that in the house of God tonight. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd hear, Lord, and that if there be any prayer goes out of this place tonight, and that for the need of help, Lord, if there's anyone here, God, who may be fighting a war, if there's anybody here, Lord, who may be facing, and that all the demons of hell tonight, Father, I pray, would you please, God, would you just hover down, and that over this sanctuary tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you'd give somebody help, give somebody understanding, give somebody assurance, give somebody help in this place tonight. And Lord, we'll praise you. Father, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And that tonight for all things, bless the reading of your word tonight, Lord, as we broke the bread of life. And Lord, I pray that you'd prepare it before our heart's table tonight, Lord, that we may feast upon the word of God, Lord, that it may, as the Bible said, Lord, that it may be and at health and at to our navel, that it may be marrow unto our bones. Father, I pray tonight that you'd bless now. Help us, and we'll give you all praise in Jesus' name, and all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to lay something before your heart just real quickly, and that is we can tonight, and that it, with the Lord being our help, I want us to go back. I want you to see tonight, as we've done, preached on this before, and maybe you're familiar, and that with this passage of Scripture, but we find, dear friend, that Hezekiah, and that he is in deep affliction, as my Bible, and that titles, I guess you could say, and that in chapter 19, but listen, dear friend, and that I'm glad that the man of God showed up on the scene, and that anybody glad for a man of God that's been in your life, And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I've had some help, Brother Rusty, and that from some men of God, and that down throughout my life, and that Isaiah showed up on the scene, and we find that as Hezekiah, and that is handed a letter. Listen, I want you to realize tonight what this letter was, and that it was a letter, and that of threatenings, and that it was a letter, dear friend, that they was going to come upon the house of Hezekiah to destroy, and that all of the kingdom. But I want you to realize tonight, friend, and that I want you to realize that we can relate, and that this Old Testament scripture, anybody still like the Old Testament? And that I'm thankful for the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, and that it's the completeness and fullness of the Bible. But tonight I want to tell you, and that tonight I'm glad that we can relate the Old Testament, and that also in 2019. And friend, I want to say this tonight, and that there's times, and that in our life, as I've already preached on this before, and that Brother Lynn, sometimes the devil may, and that hand us a letter, the adversary may hand us a letter, if you will, tonight, and that threatening our lives, telling us to quit standing for what we're standing for. But tonight I'm glad to say this to somebody. I'm glad to tell you, and that's one that's with me, and that who's greater than all else. I'm glad there's one on my side, a friend tonight, and that who's more powerful and more stronger than anything, and that this world has to offer. I'm glad tonight that my God, and that is the great God, and that I'm glad He don't change. I'm glad that He ain't changed His mind about the love that He has shown unto us. And friend, I'm glad that when it gets dark in our life, and it seems like the devil's prevailing against us, and that I'm glad when all else will fail, I'm glad faith will stand. I'm talking about faith, and that in the Almighty, in Jesus Christ, friend, that is the rock, that is the foundation, that is the solid assurance we can stand on tonight. And I'm glad tonight that, and that is the word of God speaks, and that Hezekiah was there, and no doubtedly he began to fear for his life, and that he was already in deep affliction, and that he was already concerned in his heart for what was going to take place. But tonight I want us to see something, and that you can go forward, and that into chapter number 20, and friend, we find how, and that God begins, and that to deal, and there's much more you can read before you get to 20, but friend, listen, and that Hezekiah, his life has been plagued with sickness, friend, war has been unleashed on Hezekiah's life, and that if you will tonight, does anybody know that we're fighting a war tonight? Anybody realize we're in a battle tonight? If you don't realize we're in a battle, then you need to take the blinders off. You need to open your eyes and see the war that's waging, and that today for the souls, that's what we're fighting today, friend. The devil's doing everything he can to steal another one, to discourage another one, and to rob another one, friend, and kill another one tonight. What does the Bible say? And that he is like a roaring lion, and that seeking to whom he may devour. But it also says that he is and that a thief as a robber, and that he has come to steal and to kill and destroy. Friend, that's what the devil specializes in. Can I tell you tonight that the devil thinks he's smart? The devil thinks he's cunning? The devil thinks he's slick? But tonight I'm glad that the devil ain't got nothing. And that, oh my God, anybody glad that the devil ain't got nothing on Jesus? Ain't you glad tonight that we got one? Hey, listen, the Bible said that greater is he who lives in me than he who lives in the world. Ain't you glad tonight to know that we have that kind of power on our side, and that he is the great God tonight? Amen.
Preach on.
I don't want to make nobody nervous tonight, but I sure am glad tonight that there's never been a battle that's been fought by my God that He's ever lost. I'm glad tonight that He has complete victory in that every war that's ever waged and that against God. God has won. And friend, when this thing's over, hey, listen, when the Lord steps out on the clouds of glory and comes to get the church, and hey, listen, friend, your last battle, and it'll be over. Oh, there'll not be no more sin. Oh, there'll be no more temptation. Oh, there'll be no more pain, suffering. Oh, listen, He's going to wipe away all of our tears. And Lynn, I'm glad to say tonight that God had to first say. Somebody said, how you know? Because the Bible said, in the beginning, God.
That's right.
In the beginning, God.
Amen.
He created this thing. He had the first say in this thing. And dear friends, He's going to have the last. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And that
praise
He is going to be. And that, listen,
hallelujah,
dear friend. And that there ain't nobody. Hey, listen to me tonight. There ain't no atheist. And that tonight who can give enough knowledge to their and that understanding and that of their mind tonight to discredit and take away from God. The Bible said that anyone that taketh away and that from the words of this book, so shall the days of their life be taken from them. Friend, listen to me tonight. And that God's word stands even when everything's on fire. Tonight, listen, when fire and brimstone rains down on this earth one day, the word of God will still stand. Everybody still all right tonight? The Bible said that the word of God, it said the flower fadeth and the grass withereth, but the word of God, and it shall endure forever. And I'm thankful tonight for that. But listen to me, I may have got a little tore up there for just a minute. But listen to me tonight, friend. And that Hezekiah, his life and that was and that hanging before him. And that I don't know if any of us in here tonight and that has ever been on the verge of death. I don't know tonight if any of us has laid helpless and that on the verge of death. But Hezekiah's life was hanging in the balance, and that not only was he receiving threatenings, but his life was also plagued with sickness. And I want you to realize that the man of God, Isaiah, had showed up on the scene. And I'm glad where there's a man of God. Now tonight, don't you get me wrong. Tonight I want to say that everybody that puts on a suit and tie and stands behind the pulpit, not everybody's always a man of God. But I'm telling you tonight that if they're concerned about telling you the truth of the Bible, friend, listen, and show some love and loves the people. Friend, I'm going to tell you tonight that you probably found you a man of God.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you tonight that the ones who are standing and don't speak the entirety of the truth of this word of God is probably not a man of God. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm glad that when a real man of God shows up on the scene, tonight I ain't lifting me up, and I'm not lifting Brother Dave up, and that, but listen to me tonight, and that, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for my calling. Tonight, listen to me, friend, listen, I'm nobody special, but I'm glad that when a man of God that's obedient unto God, and it'll hear the voice of God gently speak to his heart and move upon those words through obedience. Friend, I'm glad that through that and that God can use them. God can speak through them. And can I tell you that people can receive help from that today. So Hezekiah was here. I want you to realize tonight some things. I'm about to get right here into the message. I want you to realize tonight that Hezekiah was in a bad place. I want you to realize tonight that and that he was in that sick. The Bible said that he wrapped himself in sackcloth and ashes. What did Job do when he was sick? He wrapped himself in that sackcloth and ashes. He was sick. But listen to me, friend. And that Isaiah showed up on the scene, and we find that he spoke words of truth, and that there to him. And that when it said that he said these words, thus saith the Lord, and verse 20, God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to, and at me against the king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word of the Lord, and that hath spoken concerning him. Friend, I want you to realize tonight that when God makes you a promise, when God speaks, you better take it to the bank. And that, listen, he cannot lie. Friend, he speaks all truth. And I want you to know tonight, friend, when it seems like we're in the lowest valley, when it seems like there's nowhere else we can go or anywhere else we can turn, I'm glad that I serve a faithful and just God. Friend, tonight, that no matter what come before my life, no matter what I'm facing, Brother Randy, I'm glad I've got a God who's concerned and about what's happening in my life. And he's faithful and just and able tonight to meet all of my needs. Now listen tonight. Hezekiah, even though he was in a bad spot, there was still a God there. And I want you to listen to me tonight. There's many of us tonight, and I'm not saying anybody here, but I'm talking about in, and not just the world, but in the church scene. Tonight, there's many who says, oh yes, God's able. But when trouble comes, you better look out, honey. Because it's then. And they're saying, oh, look at me, look at my mess, look at this, look at that. And they're not relying on God. They're not praying to God. A lot of times this is what I'm finding. I'm trying to get on to the scripture tonight. But this is what I'm finding every day. Oh, preacher, pray for me. And that old brother Lynn, pray for me. Sister Betty, pray for me. And that when they can't even pray for themselves, friend, I'm going to tell you that when trouble comes, you need to be in a place and in a shape in your life where you can get a hold of God and you can ring the prayer bells of heaven. God help me and God help you to be in a place and that when trouble comes to be able to pray. Amen. Now I'm thankful tonight that if something happens to me and trouble's there, I can maybe call on Dave or Rusty or somebody in this church, and you can get a hold of God. But I want to be able to get a hold of God myself, amen. And that I want to bring my petition before the Lord. Now listen, this is what we're preaching tonight. And Hezekiah, friend, listen, no doubtedly, and I prayed. But listen now, this is what I want to preach on tonight. And that getting down on the altar with God. I want you to realize tonight, and that when Hezekiah had got there in verse 14, he had the letter in hand that the messengers had brought, and he read it, and he went up and out into the house, the Bible said, but not only just any house, he went into the house of the Lord, and he spread it out before the Lord. What did Hezekiah do when he spread that thing out? The Bible said that Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. It said, and he said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art God. Hezekiah said, I want to go ahead before I get anywhere else in this prayer, and I want to recognize who you are. He said, I want to recognize and give praise where praise is due, that you art God. There is none else besides the Lord, is what Isaiah said. And that over in verse 45, or chapter 45, somewhere around there. But listen to me tonight, friend. And Hezekiah got down and on an altar at the house of the Lord and began to make his request known before God. Now this is what I want to bring before you tonight, church, and I'm going to try to be quick as I can possibly be tonight. I know the weather's nasty and all this, but getting down on an altar with God, we must realize that we have a need to get on the altar before God. Tonight there is no reason in going to the altar unless you realize that there is need to be on an altar. Amen. And as somebody said one time, and that if you'll just get on an altar, and just for whatever reason, and then God will reveal Himself. And now listen, friend, that may happen, and that once in a blue moon. But I want you to realize tonight, friend, that unless you realize who you're praying to, unless you realize what He is capable of, that you are praying to, friend, listen, and then you realize you have a need, and that He's able to meet that need. Hey, listen, friend, and that if you don't recognize them things, then something's probably not going to happen. Now, I'm hearing this preaching all the time, and I hope I don't offend nobody tonight. And if I do, I don't apologize for it, because I'm just going to speak the truth tonight. And that, but I'm going to tell you, this coming to the altar, giggling and carrying on, and that, and getting up and saying, oh yeah, I got saved. Hey, honey, I'm going to tell you, this old boy's been there before. And that, I was 8 years old when I pulled that trick. And I didn't pray no prayer. I didn't even think about who I might have been praying to. But listen to me, friend. Listen. And then I sat down and I bowed my head and listened. The preacher prayed. I got up and I went about my life. And when I was 21 years old, 8 years, and then out of church, I got back in church when I was 18. And now listen to me. And I was lost as a ball in high weeds. And then I had a great need. And that need was salvation. But until God revealed to me that I needed to be saved, friend, listen, and that I did not get saved till God revealed it to me. When did God reveal it to me? I was 21 years old, and that when I got saved. And friend, I know without a shadow of a doubt tonight that I got born again. And that because I prayed and I said, Jesus, come into my heart and into my life. Forgive me of my sin. And that, and cleanse me. And that, and save me. Be my Savior. I remember when I prayed, and that, this is what I prayed. And you've heard me say it, but I prayed and I said, Lord, if you can save me, save me. But if you can't, I'll understand, because I knew what I was. I knew what I'd been. But honey, through His grace and through His glory and through His love, can somebody praise Him tonight for what He's done? Can you praise Him for His goodness tonight?
Amen. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, preacher, what are you getting tore up on Wednesday for?
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. I got something to be tore up about tonight.
Amen.
He saved me.
That's right.
He saved me. And I know that on January the 12th of 2012, He saved me. Because listen, I was drawed. Amen. And listen, when I repented and I prayed, listen, friend, I had conviction all over me. And I want to say, without conviction, there's no conversion. Amen. Hey, you must know that you're lost, and that in order to be found. Amen. And tonight I'm glad that I got born again. But tonight we got to have reason to get on an altar. And that, whether that reason is to just thank Him and praise Him and give Him all the glory and honor He deserves. Friend, there's reason to pray and unto God tonight. And Hezekiah, just the same, had reason to pray. What was Hezekiah's reason? He was going to die. He was sick even to death. But not only that, these people riled up against him, wanting to kill him out. I don't know about if you realize this or not tonight, and I think I mentioned it Sunday. Christian, we have bullseyes on our chest.
Amen, we sure do.
And this world don't like us.
Right, praise God.
We can tell ourselves that it loves us all we want to.
Yeah, we can try.
But this world don't like what we have to say.
That's right, brother. Amen.
That's just how it is today, Brother Lynn. But listen to me tonight. I'm glad that through Christ Jesus tonight we've been given a love for even, listen, I'm not talking about worldly things, but we can love the world for what it is. And we can pray for it. Amen. I'm not talking about hanging out in it. I'm not talking about dealing with it. But I'm talking about praying and loving them and showing them love in the world. Amen. But listen, tonight concerning having a reason to get down on the altar with God. Is anybody glad that God deals with altars?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad and I'm thankful, Sister Ruby, for the mercy seat. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight to know that when I come to an altar, whether it be here at Galilee or whether I bow at the side of my bed or whether I get on the altar in my study or whether I climb that mountain behind my house where I placed a rock, an altar of prayer. Friend, listen to me tonight. You can call me peculiar and you can call me crazy. You can call me old school tonight if you want to. But tonight I know where I can get a hold of my God. And I'm glad that when I get in them places, I know that whatever need and reason I have, that my God I serve will hear and answer my prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Can I tell you what kind of day we're living in? People praise and they pray and they pray and they pray, but they don't believe one ounce that God can answer that prayer.
That's right, Brother God. Help.
And a lot of them's praying and they don't even know what they're praying to. Tonight, can I say I'm glad I know, Brother Randy, who I pray to. I ain't praying to Muhammad. I'm not praying to Buddha. And that I ain't praying to Allah. But tonight, honey, I'm praying to God, God, God. I'm praying to my Lord Jesus Christ, who is my intercessor. And I'm glad when I begin, Brother Jerry, to ring the prayer bells of heaven. I'm glad it takes a smooth, gentle touch. Sometimes it's even like a mighty rushing wind will come down to where I am, and that will meet with me.
Amen.
Can anybody testify in here tonight and say you're thankful for the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
I ain't ashamed of the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Tonight. And I'm not ashamed that when I get in my car and I head to Galilee and you expect me to preach, don't you? You expect me to get up here and share some kind of something with you. And that dear friend, that'll touch your heart. And then I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm glad that when I get in my car, Lynn, and I head to Galilee and that or revival or whatever it be, I'm glad that I ain't preaching Brother Skip and that what my flesh wants. But I'm preaching and what's inside in my soul that the Holy Ghost ministers to me about.
Amen.
I'm not bragging on myself. I surely ain't, because I'm not nothing tonight. And that I'm going to tell you, I'm just an old, you can call me a hillbilly, redneck, whatever you want to call me tonight. And that, but tonight, listen to me, friend. I'm glad tonight that I've got a God who lives down in my soul tonight. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm trying to get into the message tonight. And somebody's done looking at their clock saying, oh, Lord, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock tonight. Brother Randy's come to be with us. I got to get him home. Amen. Amen. Listen to me tonight, friend. This is what I'm going to preach just real quick like. Getting down on an altar. Reasons to get down on an altar and that with God tonight. Can I tell you that we have some responsibilities tonight as Christians?
Yes, amen.
Can I tell you tonight that we are responsible for some things in our life?
Yes.
And can I tell you first and foremost tonight, and that we're responsible for our families?
Yes, amen.
Amen. I want to say tonight we are responsible and we have reason to get down on an altar for our families. I want to say tonight and be the first to testify and say I'm glad that God gave me a good wife. Amen.
Amen.
And that I ain't going to lift her up and let her head swell too big. Amen. But tonight God has given me a good loving wife. And that when I was even lost, Dave, and that she prayed for me. And that she told me one time, Brother Randy, she said, if I'm going to have a boyfriend, when we was just dating, and that back in high school, amen, I'm glad that I had me a high school sweetheart. I wish I'd been half as good to her as she's been to me. But friend, listen, when I was a lost sinner, and that with anger and hatred built up in my life, and I was even uncomfortable to be around, friend, I'm glad glad that God and had done set a plan in place and gave me a little woman, a dear friend who had the boldness about her through the Holy Ghost, a dear friend to say one day on the phone, if I'm going to have a boyfriend, I want him to love God like I love God.
Amen. Amen.
And tonight I'm going to say I'm glad.
Yes.
She wasn't with me when I got saved, but she was in Johnson City, and I called her on the phone. And me and her had a good time on the phone, didn't we not? Because that was a long time coming.
Amen.
And I want to tell you tonight, friends, that we have responsibility and reason to pray for our families. And that what do you mean tonight, preacher, and that about our families? Can I take you in that in the scripture for just a moment real quick? And that like tonight and show you something here. And that I want to show you something here in Ephesians chapter number 5. And that what it says here. And that it said in verse number 20 of chapter 5 of Ephesians, it said, giving thanks always for all things, and that unto God the Father, and that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, and that as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, I'm gonna clear something up tonight. The Bible said to love, husbands, love your own wives even as Christ loved the church, and likewise, wives, love your husbands. But I want you to realize tonight, this is not and that condemning women in any way. But friend, listen to me. And that men, we must realize that we are the head of our house. And we will stand and give an account one day for what we have done with our family. And the reason, how many times have we had reason to pray and that for our family? And that I want to tell you, at my house, friend, I am the head. But listen, and that don't make me. Hey, listen, tonight, and listen, a dictator over my wife. The Bible didn't say lock her up in a closet and rule over her. But listen, it said to love her.
Amen.
Even as Christ, he loves us.
Amen.
And gave himself for us. Boy, that's a great big love, Brother Lynn.
Yes,
so we must realize tonight, Brother Rusty, we got a big responsibility to love our wives even as Christ died for us and loved us. And wives, we're to love our husbands, support them, get behind them, help them, pray with them, pray for them. And that, listen, we have reason to pray for our families. Can I tell you in 2019 that the devil is doing everything and seeking out to destroy what the definition of family is. He wants to do away with what family and that has been ordained by God to be tonight. Somebody said, preacher, don't you go there. Homosexuality is an abomination. It was not designed. God did not design and had a man to love a man as a woman. But he designed a man and he took a rib from a man and created he a woman. And that, listen, dear friend, and Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Listen, friend, and that this is what God has purposed.
Amen.
For the family.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, somebody, I was having a conversation with a young man the other day at work, and Luke, me and him talks a lot about the Bible. And he said, Cody, do you still preach on homosexuality? I said, yes, I do. And he said, what if somebody tells you to stop? Then I just got to keep on doing it.
That's right.
When God gives me liberty to do so, then I need to do it.
Amen.
When he tells me to speak, then I need to speak. And friend, I'm going to tell you that we're having a breakdown in our families because there's so much confusion and that with what the family is supposed to be today. Kids are so confused, they don't know what to do anymore. And I want to tell you this tonight, and I just want to go ahead and say this concerning the family. By our young people in here, I believe Braxton's passed out of sleep.
But the Bible says to honor thy father and thy mother. I'm just going to preach on the family. Friend, listen to me tonight. Kids, you're supposed to love your mom and dad.
Amen.
Because they love you.
Amen.
Hey, friend, tonight I'm going to tell you, God have mercy on us when we stand before judgment. And have we prayed and done what we need to do concerning the family? Have we been faithful to the Word of God? Tonight concerning the family. And tonight we have reason, Sister Judy, to get on an altar and get down with God concerning our families. Because the devil is destroying homes, Brother Randy, left and right. Brother Rusty, left and right. He is running rampant. And he's breaking apart marriages, and he's breaking apart and at what love is supposed to be. And he is distorting it. So we find that there's reason to get down on an altar for our families. Not only that, but we also need to be getting down on an altar for our friends. A friend, tonight I want you to realize and that I've got many friends and that I've not seen in years. And that when I got saved, boy, there's a lot of them. And that went, whoof, they was gone. But listen to me, honey. And then I used to have a lot of friends that I thought was friends that I hung around with. And that friends, they like to do things that's not according to the Word of God. Friend, they like to drink. They like to do all these things that goes against the Word of God. And can I tell you tonight that your true friend is not somebody who will compel you and draw you into the world. That is not a friend tonight. That is not the definition of a friend. What is the definition of a friend? I want to tell you, the friend is somebody who sticks close and that to you. And that, what is Jesus? Ain't you glad Jesus said he's our friend? Ain't you glad? And that he said he stepped closer than a brother. He's a friend of sinners is what the Bible says. He's the best friend I've ever had in this walk of life. Now I'm thankful, and I call most of you and that in here tonight, my friends. And friend, I want to tell you tonight and that I didn't come to Galilee to make friends to start with. If I make friends, and that, then I thank God for it. But God sent me down here to preach you the gospel. I'm not here to get in no clique. I'm not here and that to just, hey, listen, beat around the bush and try to keep from stepping on somebody's toes. Friend, listen to me tonight, and that I want to be your friend, but tonight I want to be your preacher, I want to be your pastor, and I want to tell you that we need to pray for more godly friends. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
There was a young man told me here not long ago. He said, "Preacher, I want to do right." He said, "I want to live for God, but I can't because of the boys I hang out with." And I told him, I said, "Let me tell you what you need to do, just real blunt and real plain like." And I said, "This is simple, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you need to find you some new friends."
Amen.
And he said, "Oh no, these boys have been here forever." He said, "They got my back and I got theirs." I said, "Yeah, until trouble comes. And then see how many of them buddies you can find." Because I'm going to tell you, when I was at my lowest point in life, right before the Lord saved me, and that I lost everybody and that was close to me. Because of my ignorance, Brother Skip, because of my sin, because of my situation, notice I ain't blaming none of my friends, and I ain't blaming God. But I'm going to thank God, a friend, for what he brought me out of and what he's done for me. And that he is a true friend. But friend, I want to tell you that a friend that you'll have in this walk of life, a friend will be somebody and that will also and that be able to see Christ in their life. I'm going to say tonight, I'm glad that I do have some friends now who and that tries to be Christ-like. And tries to be, and that as close to God as they can be. And then I'm going to say, and I just want to brag on God for what He done, but I did have one friend that stood there with me all the way, and that to the day I got saved, and that his name was Jacob Grubb, and that he was there at my daughter's birthday party, and that there the other day, and that I want to say this, I thank God that God placed Jacob Grubb in my life, because Jacob Grubb, and that would get me in a car, get me in a truck, and we'd drive for miles and miles, and he would be the only one, a friend that I was in contact with, and he was not ashamed to tell me, Brother Lynn, about Jesus. He was not ashamed to lock the doors on that truck and say, Cody, this is what the Bible says. I thank God tonight for godly friends. And the Bible tonight, dear friends, we can find Jonathan, David was godly friends. We can go throughout all the Bible and we can find how there was people in the Bible who had godly friends. So we have reason tonight. Has anybody in here got some friends you love?
Amen.
And that we've got reason to get down on an altar with God on their behalf. I've got friends going to hell tonight. And I wonder when was the last time I got down and I didn't pray for my friends that's going to hell. And that a lot of times I just like to criticize them, it seems like. Oh, that's the flesh tonight. Can I get real honest with you for just a minute? So often we're real fast to criticize them and tell them, oh, you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. When we ought to be loving them and that showing them Jesus and that in prayer. For them.
Amen.
Everybody still all right tonight?
Amen,
I've got friends tonight that I love, and I have to wonder tonight, are they going to go to heaven? When was the last time I got down under an altar? Not just on an altar, but under an altar, and put my face to the ground. And that we find that Elijah, he got down there on his face, and that when he wanted God to move and he wanted God to do something, he was looking for fire to fall down on the top of Mount Carmel. What did he do? He put his face to the ground and he began to pray. What does the Bible say tonight about praying? Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, I believe it is. And at verse number 16, verse number 17, I believe it is. It says to rejoice evermore and to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Don't stop. Don't stop. Tonight I found that my days and that are a lot easier, Brother Randy, when I pray. I found that my trouble seems less troubling when I pray. I found that my God is nearer and closer than He's ever been when I am constantly praying and thanking God and praising God. And I want to say today, friends, I found myself many times in the middle of a boat at Yamaha, and I've had to get down and just pray and just seek God. Many times for my family, many times for my friends. What else can we see thirdly, and I'm coming to a close. What else can we see that there's need to get down on an altar with God for? Faith.
Yes.
Your faith.
That's right. Yes,
family, friends, faith. Tonight, faith is the most important.
Right, but
all those other things will work themselves out. And that if our faith is solid. Tonight I can say, Brother Rusty, without a shadow of a doubt, tonight my faith is anchored in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My faith is solid and unshakable. Somebody told me one time, said, won't you lay down that King James Version Bible? And I said, my faith is solid. They said, won't you quit preaching that old time way? I said, my faith's solid.
Right.
God give it to me this way. If I got up here and whispered, I'd be thankful that God give it to me that way. But this is how God's give it to me. And He's gave me this King James Version Bible, and I'm thankful for it tonight because it's helped me so many times. And people, they say, well, it's okay to get that new King James and this and that. And I don't want to hurt your feelings tonight, but if I do, I'm sorry. But listen to me tonight. I'm going to stick with the King James Version Bible.
Amen, brother.
And I'm going to cling to the Word of God tonight. And that because I know that if I don't cling to the Word of God and I don't pray and find myself on an altar with God, that my family might go to hell and my friends may go to hell And if I don't stay in the Bible and I don't stay praying, then my faith may fail. I want to tell you tonight that I'm glad that the faith that has been established by the grace of God, what I got my hope in, anchored in tonight, in Jesus Christ, in the blood shed on Calvary. Tonight I know that there's nothing in this world that can blot my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. I know tonight that there's nothing in this world that can erase what Jesus has done for me. There's nothing that can wash the blood off of my soul that Jesus shed so freely on Calvary. I believe that tonight. But I was talking to just a friend just today, Brother Luke, there at work. And he used to be a meth addict, Brother Luke did, and he went through a rehabilitation in that program there at Miracle Lake for men. And I want to say this tonight, that Luke, without a shadow of a doubt, I know without a shadow of a doubt tonight, that Luke is saved and is close to God, because I can feel it with the Spirit bears witness. But we began to talk, and he said, you know, it's by the grace of God. We can put down sinners, and we can criticize them for what they're doing, the alcoholics, the pill heads, the meth addicts, the prostitutes, all this. We can criticize what they're doing, he said, but it's by the grace of God that we are not in their shoes.
Amen.
And tonight, the faith that we stand on as a church, as a body of Christ.
Amen.
Friend, I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't care for a hill of beans if you're Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic, and at Baptist. I don't care tonight. If you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that's what's going to get you to heaven.
Right,
if you've accepted and asked Jesus into your heart, that's what's going to do the deal. Amen.
Amen.
Just being a Baptist ain't going to get you to heaven.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Just being a good person's not going to get you to heaven.
That's right, brother. Amen.
But tonight I'm glad that my faith is anchored in the truths of this Word of God. And tonight I want to say this, going back, I'm coming to a close. Sister Betty, get ready here in just a minute. Tonight, listen, if we get down on an altar with God tonight, on our friends' behalf and on our family's behalf, can I tell you that God will strengthen our faith?
Yes, amen.
And somebody said, I can't get up and I can't knock on doors and I can't go and witness and I can't hand out tracts and I can't do this and I can't do that. Can I tell you tonight that Cain never did nothing until he tried?
Right, amen. Amen.
And they say, I can't speak out and do these things. I'm going to tell you, I used to hate to try to stand before somebody and say anything. I just soon take a zero in that there in English class when I had to stand up and give an essay. But can I tell you that when Jesus saved me, He gave me a voice.
Yes, amen.
And I'm glad that He perfected that voice a little bit before He called me to preach. Because I'm telling you, I could not stand before somebody.
Right.
If God laid it on my heart and had to witness to somebody, you talking about somebody just shaking like a leaf. And I'd say, oh, they got to be somebody else more capable. But I'm finding that if we'll get down and we'll pray, when God lays something on like that on our heart, if we'll get down and we'll pray and ask God for help with it, friend, He'll help you.
Amen.
And tonight, can I tell you, He'll make your faith solid. Because I'm going to tell you today, we've got enough Christians that's just floating through this thing.
Oh, God help, that's the truth. Bro.
We've got enough Christians that's just saved, and that's the main thing. It is, don't get me wrong. But tonight we must realize that when He saved us, He's called us to do something. He said to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. And friend, tonight I want us to realize that if we'll pray and we'll seek God and we'll find ourselves in an altar with God tonight or tomorrow or whenever it is when we have the need to pray, can I tell you that God is a faithful and just God tonight, and He'll answer your prayers.
Right, amen.
I've been praying for my mom and daddy, Brother Randy, for a long time. And they say they're saved, Lynn. But there's no desire to serve God. There's no desire to be in the house of God, and that makes me question. It ain't my place to question. That's between them and the Lord tonight. But that don't mean I can't ball myself up in an altar somewhere and pray on their behalf.
Right, brother, amen.
Because tonight, I'm telling you, friends, we're running out of time.
Amen.
We're running out of time. And we've played enough. We've played enough of this bench warming. We've played enough of this sitting on our pews.
Yes, yes.
And somebody told me one time, they said, you'll never be a pastor of a church more than 100 people. 50 if you're lucky. And I told them, I said, why is that? And they said, because of the way you preach. Tonight I'm going to tell you, folks, it's down the line. And if it don't help you, if it don't convict you, then it ain't going to do you no good.
Amen, brother, amen.
And tonight I'm going to tell you that we need help finding a bigger burden for our families, our friends, even outside of that, our communities.
Yes, amen.
And tonight...